Welcome to Philanthropy Today, a podcast about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Together, we'll learn about the goals of the GMCF and the work of its staff, board members, and trustees. You'll hear about the GMCF's affiliate partners throughout North Central Kansas, and we'll also explore the efforts of area nonprofit agencies, their staff, and volunteers. Now, here's your host of Philanthropy Today, Dave Lewis.
Now, listeners of Philanthropy Today, I will tell you that the Colonel is my favorite breakfast meal in the state of Kansas. And you can get the Colonel at Early Edition at either location. And you guys know this, I love my Colonel at Early Edition. Let's welcome David and Marcy Uphoff to Philanthropy Today. Hello, folks. How are you?
Good, Dave.
We're doing good.
Good. So glad to have you here. I know you just got done with Pancakes for Pawnee here the other day on Shrove Tuesday, which is a great thing. But you have Early Edition restaurants. And Marcy, can you give us a little bit of background on the two of you as a couple and how you got involved with the restaurant industry?
Oh.
Well, as you know, we've had the Candlewood location for 22 years now, and we got involved because we moved to Manhattan. David was a general manager for Chili's, and he opened the Chili's that was here, so that moved us to Manhattan. And then we lived here, and I had a meeting that I needed to have, and I made a comment that there was no place to have a good breakfast meeting. And Dave said, well, we could do that. We could open a breakfast restaurant. And I sort of said, oh, sure. And then I jokingly said to him, there's a spot over in Candlewood for your breakfast restaurant. And then from there it goes.
David, what was your inspiration for what Early Edition has become?
We just felt like Manhattan could use a place to have breakfast or lunch and be kind of a professional environment, a little bit upscale. And I don't know, I enjoy the food industry. It's been good. And so we just went from there. And I've been with Chili's for about 10 years or so. And I think I was ready to start to do something on my own and go in a different direction. So we just, when my wife brought home or gave me the information about the Candlewood Shopping Center, then
Elise appeared on our kitchen table one day. So that's
and you know what? It's been great. We haven't looked back for a second. It's been wonderful for our family.
Well, so. You certainly established quite a name for yourselves with Early Edition, and there's so many fans of your restaurants, both locations here in town. And one of the things that I think I appreciate is the service that you get there, and you've got. You have a lot of young people coming in, getting their first jobs, and, the pleasantness that you'll find at Early Edition is really second to none.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. That's very kind of you. We do get a lot of young kids, and we enjoy them. It's funny, sometimes we get parents that like to push their kids on us because they feel like we have a reputation for training and developing and hiring young people and getting them a fresh start. So we got parents coming after us every once in a while, and that's kind of interesting. We do have a lot of good kids, and they're hardworking, and they are very receptive. And, we try to teach them a lot about being responsible, being on time, doing a good job. And that kind of ties in with Early Edition. We like to be known. We hope that we're known for good food and good service, but we also want to be known or have a reputation for giving back to the community and for being generous and just doing a good job. But we also try to develop a culture at Early Edition with these young kids and teach them what it looks like to give back and what it looks like to be generous and what it looks like to sacrifice yourself for others. So those are kind of things that we really strive for. And we feel good about that.
Well, and I did not preface this to say that the reason we're talking with you today is that the two of you in Early Edition Restaurants have been nominated as a Business Philanthropy CFA nominee. And congratulations. That's a neat deal for you guys.
Yes, it is. And we're very honored. We feel like we definitely, do things. We try. We feel like our community is a great community. We think there's a lot of businesses out there that do you know, more than we do. But that's what we like about Manhattan, is I think the business community as a whole is always very giving, and we've enjoyed being part of that.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the charitable efforts that you've had through your work at Early Edition. As I had said, we had Pancakes for Pawnee here just at the beginning of this month. I know that that's just one of the many things that you're involved in. What are some others?
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, one of my fondest memories is back in 9/11. We did a charitable day for the Red Cross, the local Red Cross here in Manhattan, and all our employees pulled together everything that we brought in, all the money that we brought in, whether it was sales or tips, went to the Red Cross to support 9/11. So that was probably one of the things I'm most fond of, is remembering that. And that was a sad occasion where we were able to step up with the community and generate some money to help the Red Cross go ahead and go forth and support and the 9/11 programs. But we've also, you know, we've always been involved in our local church and helping the youth do missionary trips. And that's kind of been a favorite of ours.
What inspires you to be charitable?
For us, I mean, part of it is, a lot of it is our faith. We believe that we need to give of ourselves, and it's important to do that whatever you do, wherever you are in life. And, you know, whether you're a restaurant owner or a, you know, Wall Street broker, we feel like everybody should give back. And so that's kind of where we come from. And that's what we always look to do every day, even in little ways. We try to do that. But like Dave said, 9/11 kind of started it for us. The best part about that was all of our employees were totally on board. And we liked seeing that because we like to show our employees that we want to give back, and we'd like them to be a part of it too. So we've tried over the years to get them included as much as we can. But for us, it is just a motivation, very strong, our very strong faith. And we just believe that that's what we're supposed to do in this world. So we try every day.
We're visiting with David and Marcy Uphoff, who have Early Edition restaurants in Manhattan. What was your reaction, David, when you heard that you were nominated for a CFA award for business philanthropy?
Well, that's a good question, Dave.
I ask good questions.
I'm going to have to make a phone. What's that?
I only ask good questions.
Okay. My first reaction, honestly, Dave, is that I don't feel like we try, but I don't feel like we do any more than the next guy down the road. I honestly don't. I mean, we try to do our part. I know there are other businesses in Manhattan, other men and women in Manhattan that are very generous with their time and their resources and all that. And so I honestly, my first reaction is I don't know why they picked us. So, and then, so that's where I'm at.
Marcy, let me ask you, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation gives all nominees a $100 gift to provide to a nonprofit of your choice. And have you and David decided where that's going to go?
Yes, we have decided that the $100 will go to Shepherd's Crossing.
It's a great organization.
Yes.
Yeah, they do a lot of good things. They really work very hard. They help in this community, making sure people that are in need get resources, and they provide support for people that need help. And that's just a big deal.
It is, and absolutely.
We're pretty excited about it.
Well, congratulations on your nomination, and I look forward to seeing you at the CFAs.
All right, David.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Keep up with Philanthropy Today by following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite apps. To learn more about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, visit our website at mcfks.org. Philanthropy Today is produced by Ad Astracast. Follow us online at adastracast.com.